Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, it's hard to avoid the massive publicity drive around us at the moment for the latest of the Fast and the Furious films, the latest in the franchise. Much hype for this latest installment has been due, sadly, to the untimely death of one of the film's main stars, Paul Walker. Niall Murphy from film website ScanOn joins us on the line now to tell us about the huge influence and the popularity of the films. Niall, good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well. It's a lovely sunny morning.
It is. After, did you have a nice Easter?
Yes, a lovely couple of days off. It's always nice.
I know. Today was a little bit interesting getting up, but we're here and do you know what, Niall? There has been a lot of talk about this film, a huge amount of talk around us. And just talk us through that a little bit, first of all.
Well, it's Fast and Furious 7 is, as you can imagine, the seventh outing in the incredibly popular, or increasingly popular as it would seem, Fast and Furious franchise. So this is Universal's biggest, it's had Universal's biggest opening to date. It's their biggest movie franchise. And unfortunately, a lot of it has to do with the fact that Paul Walker died while they were filming it. So they had about 60 to 70% of the film in the bag in terms of his scenes, but then he died in November of 2013. They put the film on hiatus, came back 5 months later, brought in his two brothers as body doubles, got in Weta Digital to help with digitally insert his face into certain scenes, and as a result, they've managed to make a cohesive movie out of what they had filmed and the work that they did with his brothers and with Weta Digital. And it serves as a sort of tribute and testament to his role within the franchise. And he gets a lovely send-off in it.
That's lovely because, I mean, look, for these type of films, I mean, they're American franchise. They're a series of action films. They center on illegal street racing and heists and other type of, really fast-paced car adventures. But there would seem to be always, didn't they, Niall, a very close family on the set, a very close cast.
Well, that's it. The films are as much about family and brotherhood and fraternity as they are about the street racing or any of the stunts or action. So they all keenly felt the loss of Paul. I mean, when he died, there was a big thing about whether or not they'd even bother coming back to finish the film, but they decided to do it as a legacy for him, you know.
And it is tragic as well because he did die in a car accident. I mean, it's a little bit eerie, isn't it?
Yes, it is. He was in his own Porsche, but it was being driven by a friend. And he was, there is that, and that kind of thing lingers over us. And it does, it works for and against the film at the same time, because you're keenly aware of the fact that his ghost is pretty much there with you all along.
And do you think, Niall, that's one of the reasons why so many people, I mean, $400 million in its opening weekend in America?
Well, no, that's worldwide. It's 147 million in America alone. But it's still the ninth biggest opening of all time and Universal's biggest opening of all time.
Brilliant.
So it's made incredible money, but it's twofold. It's not just because of Paul Walker. It's also because the films have become event movies. They've transitioned away from the sort of street racing car on car that was in the original one into Bond or Bourne type adventures with massive car stunts, massive explosions, and at the heart of it, this family unit. So.
And his brothers, and that's thanks now. So 400 worldwide, and then 180 in America. Yeah. But his two brothers, Caleb and Cody, stepped in and were used. Is that true, as body doubles for the remainder of the filming?
Yeah, they acted as body doubles. There was a couple of other actors hired in. His stunt double did a number of the scenes, and they digitally composited his face onto scenes with his brother or scenes with the stunt doubles. But and a number of shots are then done from further away or behind, or his face is obscured by objects. So they were able to get away with it in that sense.
And Niall, Vin Diesel, didn't he name one of his children after Paul? And they were incredibly close.
They were. Since the very first film, they became brothers. And Vin Diesel was very close to Paul Walker.
And then on set as well, they were saying that, you know, there was a, he has said in interviews since then that they felt he was with them. They felt that his presence was there, and there was a very important film. As you said, at one stage they weren't going to make it, but they felt it was important that they needed to continue and do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and this, and so the entire film is dedicated to him.
So if you walked away now, let's say you walked into the cinema, you didn't know anything, anything about the history of it. Overall, is it a good film? Do you recommend it?
It is one of the most enjoyable experiences you can have. It's the kind of leave your brain at the door action adventure that you, if you're looking for escapist cinema, then this is that sort of perfect thing. It's got Wile E. Coyote physics. So it doesn't bear thinking about how any of the things actually happen. Just sit back, enjoy, let it wash over you, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay, so give us a quick synopsis. What's the roundup of what actually the plot is on this one?
Right, so, well, it follows on from the events of the sixth one. So at the end of the sixth one, they have beaten a guy called Owen Shaw. He was the principal bad guy, and now his brother, Deckard Shaw, is out for revenge. And so he brings the war home to them. So he basically tries to attack them in their own house. And as a result, they therefore reform the team to go get him. And Kurt Russell comes along with his CIA operatives, and he also wants to help their crew. But in return, he wants something done for him, and so they get involved in espionage as well. And it's quite complicated, but that kind of plot always is for this sort of film. It tends to get a bit ludicrous, but you don't care.
Okay, because you're busy enjoying the action on screen.
Things are blowing up everywhere. So, yeah.
So listen, the most important thing then, do you think for the cast and crew that it was a fitting tribute? It is a fitting tribute to Paul Walker.
It is very much so. Yeah, it is. It is exactly the kind of thing that you would expect them to have done, and it does serve as a testament to Paul Walker and to the entire series. It ends with a kind of montage of his scenes throughout the series, and it's quite touching.
Oh, that is lovely. Thank you so much for talking to us, Niall. Thanks a million. That's Niall Murphy from Scannon.